Well, welcome to Sex and Podcasting. I thought today I'd talk about how I talk, because I don't talk like a radio announcer. Partly because I don't know how, and partly because I think community podcasting especially isn't about what commercial radio is, which is filling up the airwaves with consistent, high-volume voices and music. Community radio and community podcasting is really more about real people telling their own stories in their own voices. And so as a result, my vocal tracks here have lots of pauses in them, and partly that's because I'm an old guy and it takes me a while to think up what I'm going to say, and I stop while I think. I'm sort of like B.B. King. B.B. King only sings or plays the guitar. He doesn't do both at the same time. And that's kind of the way I am, too. But I think one of the things that's interesting about podcasting is that the reason that radio announcers talk the way they do is partly because they don't want you to tune away. And the other thing is, and another thing is that they want to catch you when you tune through. People who tune through a station only give it a few seconds. I suppose there's all kinds of science and marketing, and someone with great authority could say, well, it's 2 seconds or 5 seconds, some number of seconds anyway, where you listen to the station and you decide whether to stay. And part of that radio announcer style is about making sure that when you're listening, you hear something. On this if this podcast was on the radio, you might hit one of those silences, and you might go, huh, nothing going on there, and keep going. So radio announcers are sort of trained to talk a certain way, and one of the nice things about podcasting is that's not the way that people find podcasts. You're not tuning through with a radio dial. You're finding it on the net, and so you already know what's there, and you don't have to worry about it quite so much. Another thing that's neat about podcasting that's sort of related is that unlike radio, we don't have to compress the heck out of the signal. In radio, what you do is you turn on a gizmo that makes all of the sound really loud and really consistent, so that when someone tunes through again, they find a nice loud voice or a loud song that has almost no dynamic range because it's all loud. And the reason, again, is because they want people to hear the station when they hit it. And again, podcasting doesn't have to do that. So music can be played without a whole lot of compression. That's what that's called. And voices can be recorded without a whole lot of sort of noise cancellation and gain control and all that stuff. And we don't have to speak like robots, which I think is nice. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.